Hi, I'm Lou Dobbs. Welcome to our podcast. Today I'd like to focus on the war within. We're fighting a war that's inflicting even greater casualties than the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, and incredibly costing even more money. We're losing the war on drugs, and we've been in retreat for 3 decades. That statement may come as a surprise to John Walters, the director of White House Office of National Drug Control Policy, who spent last week trumpeting the Bush administration's anti-drug policies. He claims these policies have led to a decline in drug abuse and improvements in our physical and mental health. While Walters focused on a marginal decline in drug use, he made no mention of the shocking rise in drug overdoses. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention reported unintentional drug overdoses nearly doubled over the course of 5 years, rising from more than 11,000 in 1999 to almost 20,000 in 2004. Fatal drug overdoses in teenagers and young adults more than doubled. And more than 22 million Americans were classified with substance abuse or dependence problems in 2005, that according to the Substance Abuse and Mental Health Services Administration. Nearly 8,000 people are trying drugs for the first time every day. That's almost 3 million a year. The majority of new users are younger than 18, and more than half of them are female. Obviously, John Walters and I aren't looking at the same statistics. There is simply no excuse for permitting the destruction of so many young lives. How can anyone rationalize the fact that the United States, with only 4% of the world's population, consumes 2/3 of the world's illegal drugs? Former President Richard Nixon first declared a modern-day war on the use of illicit substances, calling drugs public enemy number one, and pushing through the Controlled Substances Act of 1970. Since then, the government has waged a futile 3-decades-long war of attrition. Illicit drug use costs the United States almost $200 billion a year, according to the National Institute on Drug Abuse. Include alcohol and tobacco-related costs, along with health care, criminal justice, and lost productivity, and the figure soars past $500 billion each year. Even with new rehabilitation centers and clinics, fewer than 20% of drug and alcohol abusers receive the treatment they need, and the cycle of drug-related crime continues unabated. It's estimated that about half of the more than 2 million inmates in our nation's prisons meet the clinical criteria for drug or alcohol dependence, and yet fewer than 1/5 of those offenders receive any kind of treatment. Studies show successful treatment cuts drug abuse in half, reduces criminal activity by as much as 80%, and reduces arrests by up to 64%. As the National Institute on Drug Abuse reports, treatment not only lowers recidivism rates, it's also cost-effective. It's estimated that for every dollar spent on addiction treatment programs, there is a $4 to $7 reduction in the cost of drug-related crimes. With some outpatient programs, total savings exceed costs by a ratio of 12 to 1. In the midst of the global war on terror, along with the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan, we've forgotten about the brutal effects of narcotics trafficking on millions of American lives. We must end the abuse of drugs and alcohol and provide successful treatment for Americans whose addictions are destroying their own lives and wounding our families and society. Whatever course we follow in prosecuting other wars, we must commit ourselves as members of this great society to only one option in the war on drugs. And that is victory. I'm Lou Dobbs. Thanks for being with us. I'll be back with our next podcast. If you have a question or a comment, please feel free to email me at lou@loudobbsradio.com.
This podcast has been brought to you by
Office Depot, taking care of business.